So for those who are my age and maybe older, remember that, of course, when you read the Ecclesiastes, a time for this and a time for that, yeah, the song goes in your mind that's very popular, was very popular. But anyway, the line that kind of jumped out at me, because if you read them on a regular basis, the lines come out, and one is a time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces, which is kind of the pandemic issue. We have to stay away from hugging each other and greeting each other and embracing each other. So we're in the time of staying far from embracing, unfortunately, but that's our time. You know, and I think that sometimes I wish, you know, that I was born maybe in another time, you know, like where, especially when I think of the history here in Lewiston and the greater Lewiston area, where Catholicism in Lewiston, when, you know, there were all these masses going on, and masses upstairs and downstairs, and, you know, and we were having, there just seemed to be just a lot of people, a lot of priests, a lot of religious all over the place. And now we're kind of in a pandemic time, which is the time I've been given, and with the idea that only 50 people in a church, and that's, you know, and I think, wouldn't it have been great to be in another time? But, of course, then when I say that to myself, I think of the Lord of the Rings quote, for those who know Lord of the Rings, right, where Frodo says that, you know, I wish it need not have to have happened in my time, you know, and Gandalf says, so do I, and so do all who see such times, but that is not for them to decide, which I think is a nice quote. Then he says, all you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us. You know, and I think we face, you know, each time faces its own challenges. These are our times. And it's easy to romanticize another time, you know, when things were probably better, and maybe a golden age, as we often say. But if Augustine, way back in the 4th century, seems to be typical of human beings to think that way. And he says there was no perfect time. There was really no golden age, you know, that we can romanticize a past, but every generation has its challenges. And these are ours. This is our time, you know. And I think the spirituality of the now, to live today in the now, living deeply and fully, you know, in the time we have been given. I think that's a great spirituality, and the gift, really, I think if we could live in that time and fully, then we see the gift of the time that God has given us, rather than wishing for some other time in our lives that we think might have been better, to recognize that God is here in this time, and our call is to be faithful and to live deeply in this time we have been given.